to bear the shame of having lost the standard in battle. I am keeping unofficial annals because Croker is dead. One I won't, and hardly anyone else can read or write. I was the heir Croker trained. I will do it, even without official sanction. I will be your guide for a few months or weeks or days, however long it takes the Shadowlanders to force our present predicament to its inevitable end. Nobody inside these walls is going to get out of this. There are too many of them and too few of us. Our sole advantage is that our commander is as mad as theirs. That makes us unpredictable. Don't add much hope, though. Mugabe will not give up as long as he personally is capable of hanging onto something with one hand while he throws rocks with the other. I expect my writings to blow away on a dark wind, never to be touched by another eye. Or they might become the tinder Shadow Spinner uses to light the pyre under the last man he murders after taking Dejigori. If anyone does find this, brother, we begin. This is the Book of Mergen, last of the annals of the Black Company. The long tale winds down. I will die lost and frightened in a world so alien I cannot understand a tenth of it when I focus all my soul. It is so old. Time lies heavily here. 2,000-year-old traditions underpin incredible absurdities taken completely for granted. Dozens of races and cultures and religions exist in a mix that should be volatile, but has persisted so long that conflicts are just reflexive twitches in an ancient body mostly too tired to bother anymore. Taglios is only one large principality. There are scores more, mostly now in the Shadowlands, all pretty similar. The major peoples are the Guni, the Shadar, and the Vedna, names which define religion, race, and culture all at once. The Guni are the most numerous and widespread. Guni temples, to a bewilderingly broad pantheon, are so numerous you're seldom out of sight of one. Physically, Guni are small and dark, but not black like the Nar. Guni men wear toga-like robes, weather permitting. Their bright mix of colors declare caste, cult, and professional alliances. Women, too, dress brightly, but in several layers of wraparound cloth. They veil their faces, if unmarried, though marriages are made early. They wear their dowries as jewelry. Before they go out, they illustrate their foreheads with the caste, cult, professional markings of both their husbands and their fathers. I will never decipher those hieroglyphs. Shadar are paler, like heavily tanned whites from the north. They are big, usually over 6 feet. They do not shave or pluck their beard, unlike the Guni.